Now, it is that time in the show where normally we'd be chatting with our consummate producer, Marco, about the goings-on in lower grade sports, the New South Wales Cup and the Rugby League, which enters the final series, I believe, this week, as does, of course, the NRL, and the National Premier League Football Soccer. And that grand final is on this Saturday at Jubilee Stadium. There's going to be a double header with the NPL Women's New South Wales Grand Final that kicks off at 2:30 before the men's gets underway at 6 p.m. The big dance. Nicola Posder is a commentator and journalist at Football New South Wales. He's commentated over 200 games in the men and women's competitions, and he's going to give us a run through of what we can expect this weekend, and he's on the line. G'day, mate. How are you going? Hello. Have we got you, Nicola?
Yeah, mate.
Hey, mate. How are you going? Sorry about that. I think we had a technical issue there. The big grand final on, of course, this Saturday. Can we expect a big atmosphere at Jubilee Stadium?
Yeah, hopefully a really, really good crowd packs into Jubilee. Two teams that have been dominant sides over the last few years of the NPL competition. They come together in Rockdale, Ealingdon and Apia Leichhardt. So I'm expecting a good, healthy crowd. Apia, of course, have the women's team playing in the final as well prior to their match. So hopefully we see a big crowd packed into Jubilee and some really good football throughout the day.
Yeah, for those who aren't too familiar with the NPL and they've never been to see a game, what makes it such a special competition?
Oh, look, you got a lot of local talent there who end up making their way to the A-League, sometimes even overseas. The football on display is generally quite good. There's a lot of former A-League players or youth national team players that are thrown amongst both teams there. So lots of quality on display. The noise is brilliant as well. In particular, the Rockdale fans bring with them, known as the committee. They are quite loud and they'll surely be heard. And also along in the women's competition, there's current Matildas playing. There are current A-League women's players in that squad. So there's lots of quality on display across both games.
Yeah, great. Can we expect some drums, some theatrics in the audience? Some good chants?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. I think there are a few flares as well a couple weeks ago.
But oi, do we have a dump button? Yeah. Okay, no, we don't. Anyway, we can't do anything there. New South Wales women's grand final. We've got, as you say, the Bulls FC Academy against Leichhardt. Who's the favourite?
Look, in the women's, it's really a toss of the coin. I guess you could say the same for the men's. But in the women's, Bulls won the premiership on the last day against Apia at Lambert Park. So I guess they've got the slight upper hand and the advantage. In the men's, Rockdale hasn't won a grand final, I think, in more than 30 years. They've made the final a couple times, but they've fallen at that last hurdle, even when they've been at their strongest. So historically, you'd say Apia has the upper hand there, but it's also the swan song for a couple Rockdale players from what we're led to believe. So they're calling this the last dance, so we can expect some real fireworks from them. And I think that Rockdale might finally break the hoodoo.
Okay, what makes you say that?
I just think there's a bit of fire in the belly of those boys that may be playing their last games, in particular their captain, Alek Uruszewski. I think he wants to finish his time at Rockdale on high, and this is the perfect way for him to go out. He's been the top scorer of the competition for a number of years. He's got to be close to holding the record for the most goals in the NPL competition now. So I think that after a bit of a dip in form and a real poor patch, they've picked up at the right point of the season, and I think they're ready to roll on here and finally lift the grand final.
Yeah, fantastic. They'll probably have a few home fans there, I imagine, too, considering they're playing at Jubilee.
Yeah, well, last year at Combank, they travelled to Parramatta and there was quite a few of them there. I'd say a few thousand, to be honest. And on that occasion, they were unsuccessful. As I said, that record stuck with them. And because Jubilee is so close to where their home ground is, and a lot of the Macedonian-backed community lives, I expect them to pack out Jubilee.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, the A-League second division is going to expand, I understand. Do you think that's a good thing for the game?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's needed in Australia. Apia will be a part of that second division, along with Sydney United, Marconi, Sydney Olympic, the Wollongong Wolves, and Spirit FC. They'll all be part of that from New South Wales. I think it's great to grow the game. And let's just hope that they find a sustainable way to keep it going and giving a greater opportunity for young players that perhaps can't break into the A-League, the opportunity to play in a second division. And
Yeah.
hopefully the second division turns from a cup sort of tournament, which is what it is at the moment, into a full-time season that's played simultaneously with the A-League.
Yeah. Would you like to see more relegation?
Absolutely. I think it's something that's really lacked from the game in Australia, and I don't think people really understand the whole point of a relegation system and having a two-tier system at the least. I think it allows, again, like I said, younger players that aren't ready to perhaps make that step up into the A-League, the chance to play in a professional setting. And I think it's needed, and I think it needs to happen sooner rather than later. And it's
Yeah.
been too long. This is a good step in the right direction, but it can't stop here, and it needs to keep going from here.
Yeah, and it gives you the opportunity to see those clubs which have so much history and support, and that's something you can't really recreate.
No, not at all. I mean, you look at some of the teams that are playing in the championship, which are the founding clubs. They're all, well, not all of them, but most of them are former NSL powerhouses who carry with them strong communities and strong crowds. I remember as a child going to Marconi Stadium and watching Marconi playing the NSL back in the day, massive crowd, South Melbourne coming up, who you'll also get to see in the championship. So it'll be a really proud competition with a lot of proud football clubs with proper football heritage and culture.
Oh, mate, I love it. And for me, as a rugby league fan, I support North Sydney, so I've been trying to get relegation in that competition for many, many years now, mate. Thank you so much for your time. We're looking forward to the game on Saturday, or the games on Saturday. And if you can't make it, we'll hear your dulcet tones in the commentary.
Thank you very much for giving me the chance to jump on.
No worries at all. Hey, how good is that? We've got the games on this Saturday. That's the great Nicola Pozder, commentator journalist at Football New South Wales. So get out there Saturday. We've got the women's and the men's. We've got the Bulls FC Academy in the women's going head to head with Apia Leichhardt in the men's. We've got Apia Leichhardt as well facing off against Rochdale. All happening Saturday, Jubilee Stadium.